The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. And he brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. May God bless the reading of his word this morning for our understanding. And again, I want to say that I'm starting a new series of messages called Connecting with God. And I'm going to be going over the Lord's Prayer. Even though I'm not going to be using that this morning, I'm going to be using this kind of an introduction to what I will be saying in the next number of weeks. So I was telling someone as I came in this morning, maybe it's because I wasn't here last Sunday, but I've got a lot to say. And I want to honor our time. And so while we were camping, I have no idea where my watch is. And that could be a problem. Not that I always follow my watch anyway, but if somehow I get too winded this morning, somebody needs to start waving and say, you know, cut. That's enough. We get the message. We get the point. We'll see how this goes. Well, first of all, what I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, that you know the world has never been more connected to itself than it is right now. No matter what happens in the world, we hear about it in seconds on the news, on media, social media. There are 2 billion people in the world on Facebook. Are any of you on Facebook? How many of you are on Facebook? Yeah, a lot of people. 2 billion people are on Facebook at any one time in this world. Now, you can travel all over the world. You can go into the jungles and you will find kids on cell phones texting one another, or in the deserts out in the middle of nowhere. There is not a place on this planet that you will not find texting and people connected that way through that kind of technology. Now, but in spite of this, in spite of the fact that the world is getting more and more connected, I talk to people all the time who feel more and more disconnected from one another. They can have 100 friends on Facebook, but they can feel very alone. And I think loneliness is at an all-time high in our world, and particularly here in America. Perhaps the mobility of life, people are moving all the time, going from places all across the country. Maybe it's the pace of life there, that we're in the fast lane. Maybe it's the push toward self-fulfillment and to get ahead. Maybe all of these things wreak havoc on our relationships. And I know that people just don't feel as connected as they did a generation ago, when sometimes you had 2 or 3 generations of a family still together living in the same little town. Parents and grandparents and children kind of lived in proximity with each other. And that was a safety net where everybody knew everybody and you could call on family for help or to be there. But we find that that's not true in our society anymore. And because of the electronic garage doors, you can go in and out of your house and never ever meet your neighbors and never be really connected even with the people who live next door to you. Now, the Bible tells us very clearly that you were created for connection. You were created to be with one another. In fact, the very first thing that God said, and we read it together this morning, it is not good for man to be alone. You see, God had created Adam, put him in a perfect environment in the Garden of Eden, and he was there, and he had everything he needed. He didn't need anything. He was in a perfect place, and yet God saw something was missing. Human beings are not created to be in isolation. In other words, we were made for connection with one another and with God. And if you don't have that with each other and with God, you're going to find that something's wrong, something's amiss in life. Something just doesn't quite fit and work. You're always going to feel this void that something is missing in your life. We were made for connections. Why? Because God created us in His image. And that's why God created you and me, is so that we would be in relationship with Him. God is a relational being. And we were created for that as well. The Bible says God is love. And in order to love, you've got to have somebody to love. And you have to have somebody to love you. There has to be a loving relationship in your life. And if you do not have that, I can promise you, brothers and sisters, we could sit down after this message is over, and I can tell you one of the places that you would find that life is not what it's you feel like it should be. And it won't be. Because if you do not have those loving relationships, you are going to be in a very sad and a very incomplete position. What matters is you need healthy connections, healthy relationships in your life. We try to substitute all kinds of things to fill that void and fill that gap. We feel like if we had more money, or if we had a good hobby, or if we had a better career, or if we were more successful in what we were doing, if we had all these things, then life would be more fulfilling. But nothing can take the place of connecting to God. Nothing. And nothing can take the place of connecting with one another emotionally and spiritually. The Bible says, now if you're going to follow along with the insert that I gave in the bulletin, I gave a little outline that you could follow along that would kind of give you some directions where I intend to go with this message this morning. And it'll serve two purposes. Not only would it be it help you to see where I'm going in the message, but it will also, you could look at it later through the week in your prayer time and devotion time, and hopefully help you to recall some of the things that I'm wanting to share with you this morning. But the Bible says in Romans 12:5, even though we are many individuals, and we're all unique. You see, we're all different. Nobody is like anybody else. Everybody is unique. And Christ makes us, in all of these differences, makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. Now, if you're going to follow along in this outline, circle connected to each other in that Romans 12 verse. We are connected to each other. We're going to start this series this morning on getting connected spiritually because it's important in your life. Life is all about how you're connected to God and to one another. And I want to deal with what it means to be spiritually connected. So today, this message is this introduction before. In the next number of weeks, we're going to be diving down into details, but today I just want to give you an overview of why it's important to have connection. And the way I want to do that is I want us to look at four metaphors out of the Bible to what it means to be spiritually connected. And the Bible gives us four different metaphors in the New Testament about what it means to be spiritually connected. And what I mean by metaphor, it's a word picture. In other words, if I describe something and you got an image in your mind and a picture in your mind, it would be a metaphor of what I'm trying to do. Well, this metaphor has to do with what it means to be the church. So, first, to be spiritually connected means it's like being built into a building. In Ephesians 2:22, it says, in Christ you are built together. In other words, you're built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. In other words, you are a temple for God. A lot of people like to think of the body individually as the temple of God, and that is true, but theologically it's lacking because the temple of God is actually the people of God. When we are gathered together as the church, we are the temple of God. God dwelling in us, where two or three are gathered together. That's more accurate of what the New Testament is talking about, that our lives are the temple of God. Have you ever watched a building being built? You know, it takes thousands of parts. It's not just one big piece. You can just ask Merle or David about that, as they see buildings go up all the time. And you find that a building has parts connected to many other parts. It's welded and glued and stapled and nailed together. The most important thing about a building is this. The parts have to fit. In other words, if you have a door that has the hinges on the wrong side, or if the door is an inch wider than the opening, it doesn't work. So it only works if all the parts fit. You ever had a building, David or Merle, that doesn't quite fit together? You have to do some repair to that, of course. We all see those kind of things. But do you know a piece of material can be in a building and not be connected to it? And this is really what the Bible is trying to say about a metaphor for life. There are people who come to church every week and they're in it, but they're not really connected to God or to the church family. So there's something missing in their life. There's something missing about their walk to know God. The point is that if you're not connected in a building, a disconnected frame in a building has no support. You know, if this wall over here wasn't connected to the upper part or wasn't connected to the ground or to this corner, if this wall was not connected to the other parts of the building and it didn't have any support, it would just fall over. And that's what I'm talking about. That's true in the areas of our life. You are in a precarious position with your life if you're not connected to God. You might be going through life and thinking that I can handle it. I can handle the storms of life. I can handle all the things that might come and be thrown at me, but you can't. You're in a very vulnerable position. Notice the Bible says it like this. You are a building that rests on the apostles and the prophets as its foundation, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone. In Him, the whole structure is welded together. I like that, the way the Scripture says that, that it is the structure is welded together, and it rises into a sacred temple in the Lord. And in Him, you are yourselves built into this to form a dwelling for God. So you see, this is the first analogy, is we're like a temple. That is a building that is connected parts. It has to fit in order to be connected to God. They have to be connected or there's no support. Each of it holds, for example, if you're not spiritually connected, there's nobody there to hold you up. There's nobody to walk with you when you hear that you've got cancer. There's nobody there to support you. When you hear somebody's walking out on your life and you're left alone, when you get the dreaded word on the phone that your parents have died, or your children, or your grandchildren are seriously ill, or whatever it might be, if you have no support, you were not meant to go through life unsupported. You need to be connected to God and to one another. And that's why we're doing this series on why it's important to get connected to God. So what does it mean to be spiritually connected? It means four things. Here's the first we just went over. It's like being built into a building, that we lean on each other, that we help each other, that we support each other when things are going wrong. If you're not connected, you're not going to have the support you need in life. Now, that's the first thing. Here's the second thing that the Bible compares getting connected to God. It's like being joined into a body. One of the most common descriptions of the church in the Bible is to be the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ on earth. We're Christ's hands. We're Christ's feet, His ears, His eyes, His mouth, His nose, His hand. We are His heart to the world today. There's a lot of people that won't know Christ unless you are being Christ to them. The church is the body of Christ. You know, everybody knows that in order to have a body, it's got to be connected. You know that, don't you? You know that you can't have a disconnected hand. If I would take my hand and cut it off and lay my hand over there, what would happen? Well, it would be a huge problem. Why is that? Because if it's not connected to my body, it really is not able to function. The Bible says in Christ's body, we're all connected. And you can circle that word, connected. We're connected to each other. Notice that we're not only connected to God, but we're connected to each other. In Romans 12, it says, just as there are many parts in our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do. So we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. You see, this is a huge and very important verse. First, it says that in the church, we all have many different parts. We are many different parts. This is important because God designed it that way. Some of you are the hands of the body of Christ. Some of you are the ears. Some of you are the mouth. Some the feet. Some of you are the heart. We're all different parts of the body. God didn't expect us all to be alike. You can have unity without uniformity. Everybody doesn't have to be alike. In fact, God likes variety. That's why He created it that way. He never made anybody just like you. There is no one on this planet that is just like you. You are unique. Each one of us are unique. Each one of us different because we each have a unique place to play. The second thing is that everybody's needed. We're all part of Christ's body, and it takes every one of us to complete that body. We're all important. Everybody's needed. Never confuse prominence with significance. Something can be prominent, but not significant. You know what I mean? For example, my nose. My nose is prominent. You can see it. It just sticks out there. But it's not necessarily significant. I could lose my nose and keep on living the rest of my life happily ever after. Now, Vonda might have a problem with it, but it might be prominent, but it's not significant. Now, however, there are parts inside of me that you never see that are not prominent. But they're significant. My lungs, my liver, my heart. They're not things that are prominent, but if I did not have them, if I lost them, I would die. Now, you may not be prominent in the church. You may not be something that is seen up front and people notice often in the body of Christ, but you are significant. You matter. We are all parts. Everybody's needed. We all have a work to do. We all do different things. And Paul says we belong to each other. Circle that in that scripture. Belong to each other. We are not only connected to each other, we belong to each other. Each of us needs all the others. What good is it if I said earlier, if I had a hand, if I cut it off and lay it over there on the side? If it lays over there, it's no good. Detached, it's worthless. Anything that gets detached, if it's not connected to the body, it's worthless. It just swivels up. And so Paul warned about spiritually being disconnected people. In other words, he says they are not connected to Christ. They're not connected to the body. You see, we can only grow and get nourishment and strength if we're connected to God. Circle the word grow in that verse. We only grow by being connected to Christ's body. Now, what I'm going to say to you is absolutely radical. You're never going to hear this on the radio, on a talk show, or some Christian radio. But this is what I believe, because I've seen it over the years of ministry. You cannot grow spiritually without the church. A lot of people think they can't. They say they can be a long ranger. They can find God out on the golf course or out in the woods or out in nature. Trust me, as we went camping this past weekend down in North Carolina in beautiful mountains, true, I saw the creative hand of God there. Sure, I can find God there. But I'm saying again, you cannot grow spiritually without the church. People who say, I just listen to Christian radio and I just go to Christian concerts and I read Christian books. You may be getting head knowledge, but you cannot grow without being connected to the church. Why? Because God says growth is all about love. And you can't have love just through a radio or through a book. You've got to have people in your life. A lot of people love everybody in the abstract. Did you know that? I bet you say you love everybody, right? Until you get that irritating person that just gets under your skin. Then you find it's not. A lot of people love everybody in the abstract, but they don't necessarily like them. They like the ideal, but not the real. What happens here in this disconnect? When a hand that's cut off from the body, it not only won't grow, it's even worse than that. It swivels up and it dies. Here's the point. Even more than growth, a disconnected body part dies. So what I'm saying to you is that this is absolutely essential. Not only do you need the body of Christ for support, like in a building, but you need the body of Christ for growth and nourishment and life. If you're getting connected to the body of Christ, you're not going to grow if that doesn't happen. In fact, you will spiritually swivel up. That's why we're doing this series, to try to understand what it means, and especially in the Lord's Prayer, what it means about being connected. Here's the third metaphor for connecting to God. It's a tree metaphor. It's like being attached to a vine. Jesus says that being spiritually connected is like being attached to a vine, like a grapevine. Just before going to the cross, do you remember the many times in John 14, chapter 15, chapter 16, that Jesus says, live in me and I will live in you. A branch cannot produce any fruit by itself. It has to stay attached to the vine. In the same way, you cannot produce fruit, Jesus said, unless you live in me. You see, Jesus is saying this is so important. Not only do you need the support like a building, and not only do you need the lifeblood like the body and like being in the body, he's saying you're not going to have any fruitfulness, any productivity, any spiritual life about yourself if you're not connected to him. You have to stay connected. In my life, I have walked that hard journey. How do you get connected to God and how do you stay there? You have ups and downs. One day, one week, one month, you feel so close to God. And the next day, the next week, the next month, God seems so far away. How do you stay connected? I want that kind of connection in my life. And you learn over time how to be connected and how to be disconnected. But it's my deepest prayer of my heart as a pastor for you. And as I'm beginning to get to know you as my family, as somebody who loves you, that I want you to have that connection with God and with one another. Because why? Jesus said, if you're not connected, if you're not in the vine, then you won't bear fruit. And why is that important? Because if you're not bearing fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is this. And there's nine that in Galatians we're told. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd like to have those things in my life. I'd like to be more loving. I'd like to be more joyful. I'd like to be more at peace no matter what happens around me. I'd like to be more kind to people who are mean to me. I'd like to be a good person, not a bad person, not an evil person. I want to be faithful and not unfaithful. I want to keep my promises. I want to serve God. I'd like to be gentle with people who are not very gentle when they're rude and they're crude and they're coarse. And I'd like to have more self-control. And in the Bible, we find that it's saying that that's called the fruit of the Spirit. Here's the point. The evidence that you are spiritually connected is that you have those nine things, those fruits in your life. If you're not seeing yourself grow in love, if you're not seeing yourself more having more joy and having more peace and more patience and kindness and more self-control and more of all this, guess what? The Bible says it means that you're not spiritually connected. Because he says when you're connected, you're going to bear that kind of fruit. Do you have that kind of spiritual fruit in your life? Are you growing in that direction? Do you have more love today than you did last month or last year? Do you have more patience today than you did last year? In other words, are you growing and bearing fruit? If not, I need to warn us. There's something disconnected. There's something wrong. Well, I know I'm out of time, and so I'm going to conclude by giving the fourth spiritual reason for being connected. It's like being born into a family. That's the fourth metaphor. God says, I want you to understand how important this is to be spiritually connected to a body, to a building, to a branch. And then he says, and to being born into a family. Now, this, of course, is a favorite description of mine and about the church, and it doesn't need any explanation. You know what a family is, don't you? You know what it means to be in a family. People love you no matter what you do and no matter what happens. People don't give up on you or people treat you with love and kindness and forgiveness. That's what we find it being born into a family when we're spiritually connected. Notice in 1 Timothy 3:15, it says, God's family is the church. We are the family of God. Church is not something you go to. Church is something you belong to. It's something you're a part of. It's something you're connected to. It's something that's connected to you. We're welded into the building of the temple of God. You're grafted into the vine of the tree of life. You're born into the family of God. And that's important. Well, brothers and sisters, Paul says God gets glory when we love each other. Did you know that in the New Testament, each other is used 58 times in the New Testament? And the Bible says 58 times it says you're to love one another, pray for one another, care for one another, serve one another, greet one another, help one another, encourage one another, and on for one another. Those 58 one another's, those are your family responsibilities and mine. Are you doing those? Loving one another, caring for one another, encouraging one another, praying for one another. God wants you to learn to live a life of love. Love Him and love other people. It's all about being connected. Here's what life's all about. Getting to know God and connected to God. Learning to relate to God and loving and serving and getting to relate to other people in a family. To grow in God, to be spiritually filled, serving God, sharing God with one another. That's what it's all about. Are you there? Are you connected? I invite you to take that step anew this morning. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, I thank you so much that we don't have to go through life on our own, disconnected and alone and lonely without friends and without you and without relationships and without love. Thank you, Father, that you made us to be connected not just to you, but to each other, to our brothers and sisters in this church family. And today we want to be like that building where we support each other. We want to be that temple. We want to be like the body where we draw strength and nourishment and grow from each other. We want to be like the vine where we bear fruit because we're helping each other out. We want to be like the family of God where, as brothers and sisters, we love each other through tough times and we rejoice with each other in good times. Thank you that you said it is not good for people to be alone. And I pray that what you start here in our church this year, Father, as we began our first year together, that you will make all the difference in changing the lives of many people in this community and changing our lives, Father. If you've never been open to let Jesus Christ into your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me this morning. Just say, Jesus, I want to get to know you. I want to be spiritually connected to you, to your plan and your purpose for my life and to your family. So today I want to take that first step right now as I have my heart on bended knees. I want to trust you, Lord. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, may we respond to the invitation from God that we stand together, we sing, we get connected anew with the same love as we sing and renew ourselves before God this morning. Let us stand together as we sing.